Well, good morning, all you beautiful faces on the coffee shop this morning. I am so pleased to be here to share with you this illustration that I put together by me and God. The Holy Spirit kind of gave me this message, and it woke me up two or three mornings. I thought about it, so I put this message together. And the message that I'll be sharing is entitled, Fred, the Unsaved Truck Driver. And it is an illustration with scripture in this message. So I'm going to let you know that. Dear Heavenly Father, just be with us this morning as we learn from this message. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your death on the cross and for saving our souls when we come to you and repent. Lord, in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, we're going to open up in Psalms 150. In the scripture in Psalms 150, it's talking about praising the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the tremble and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen to that. We as Christians should always praise the Lord every day, thanking him for all that he has done for us. Why should we praise him? Because he died for us on the cross in our place. He made heaven a reality for us. All things were made by him and for him. That is, all things were made by him and for him. As we open this morning, the message of death of Fred the Unsaved Truck Driver, none of us know when our time is up here on earth and when it is that we die. This is a story of Fred the truck driver and what his life was like. Well, Fred grew up in a very loving home with two great parents. Fred was an only child, the only child that they had. So he got all the attention, kind of spoiled a little bit. His parents were Christians and took him to church on Sundays. As Fred grew older, he turned his back on the church. While he was at church, he denied Jesus Christ, his Lord and Savior. As Fred grew older, he continued to turn his back on God. He never gave his life to Jesus while he was going to church. As the years went by, Fred found a wonderful woman named Anne and married her when he was at the age of 25 years old. Later, Fred began truck driving. He made a good living at it. He and his wife had two children and a very nice home with two brand new cars in the driveway. Fred's new business gave him extra income to do this. He had the feeling, I have got it all. What do I need God for? Look, I've got a beautiful home, two beautiful kids, a wonderful wife, you know, and two brand new cars in the driveway. Why do I need God? That's what Fred thought. You know, and that was Fred's downfall. Fred was a good person, as the world would say. He helped others when needed and had many loyal friends. Fred liked to keep himself in good shape. He worked out 2 to 3 times a week, but his real passion was jogging. Fred was known now in good health at 35, 10 years later. One morning, while out for his morning jog, he got chest pains and died and dropped over dead on his usual jogging path. The Bible tells us we all have a time to be born and a time to die. And when that time comes, young or old, we will die. Let me ask you the question. Where do you think Fred went without Jesus as Lord and Savior in his life? Well, let's look in Luke chapter 16, the rich man and Lazarus, where it says, There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid up at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores, and so it was, the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. That is the place before Jesus Christ rose from the dead into heaven, where Christians went. The rich man also died and was buried, and being in torment in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and you are tormented. Besides all this, between us and you, there is a great fixed gulf, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. Then he said, I beg you, therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that they may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to him, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded one rise from the dead. And I would like to share a story with you about Joe Hunter, who started the Truck Stop Ministries. And I'm just going to read part of the letter and shares a little bit about Joe. In 1971, and Joe was a truck driver, by the way. In 1971, while on a routine run from Dublin, Georgia to Greenville, South Carolina, I went into an S-curve and ran off the left side of the road. My truck turned over and skidded 150 feet on the driver's side. The rig was demolished and a load of carpet went through the roof, front, and side of the trailer. When I realized I had lost control, I was scared out of my mind. I knew if I died, I would go. In Nam, bullets had gone right past my head many times, but I never was so afraid as I was at that moment in the wreck. I had been turning my back on God for many years, and now he had spared my life. Why? 2 weeks later, I found myself in church, and at the invitation, I went to the pastor. I told him that I needed to change my life, and he prayed with me. I poured out my heart to God, and that peace that surpasses all understanding, which is found in John 14:27 and Philippians 4:7, came into my heart. I knew that I was completely set free and forgiven of my sin. The next day, I began to tell the other truckers what had happened to me. I thought, surely anyone would want to hear this wonderful experience. I was surprised when they laughed at me. After all of these years, they still laugh, but many have found new life in Jesus through our ministry. We moved to Atlanta in 1974 and began a deep study of God's Word and Bible, believing in an interdenominational church. God used me to win souls as I traveled over half of the U.S. I talked with truckers like myself about problems we all have and face, and told them how Jesus would help solve the problems when they turned them over to him. I was called to preach while sharing my ministry in the church in Dumas, Texas in 1978, and then licensed to the ministry. In 1980, I was ordained. In 1981, we began holding truck truckers fellowship meetings at truck stops of America and Atlanta. This was the beginning of what now Truck Stop Ministries Incorporated. Many, many drivers have found new purpose in life by accepting Jesus Christ as their personal savior, thanks to hundreds of TMI chaplains across the country. This ministry has grown, and God is opening the doors to many locations for our truckers fellowship meetings to be held. We praise God for all he is doing in our trucking world. God is putting the dream together and working many miracles in the process, and will keep trucking for Jesus until the arrival of our soon coming King. I wanted to share that with you about Joe Hunter. I thought it was important to put in this message. I knew Joe personally. He was a wonderful man. He passed away about 3 years ago, died of lung cancer, but Joe never smoked. Great man. And he's in heaven today smiling with Jesus. Let's continue on with the death of Fred, the unsaved truck driver. Looking ahead to Fred's funeral a few days later, we see many grieving people there at the shock of Fred being dead. Many people might say, he was a great man. Why did he die like this? He was always there for me. Many of his friends knew that they would never see him again because they were Christians and they knew that he wasn't. They would be with Jesus in heaven while he would be in hell someday. You see, you have two places you will go at your death, heaven or hell, no exceptions. The Bible tells us we are separated from God forever and ever when we go to hell. Once you made that choice, you are lost forever. You see, many people say, I will be there partying in hell with my buddies someday. But this is a false statement. There's no partying in heaven. It's total torment. There in hell, the worm eats you from the inside out and the fire burns you from the outside in and day night, day and night, forever and ever. You see, being a good person, you can go to hell unless you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But let me tell you something right now. Standing in the garage does not make you any more a car than sitting in church makes you a Christian. You must repent before him with all your heart for your sins, asking him to forgive you. That's what you must do to be saved. Let's look at Fred's life maybe in a different way. Well, let's look at Fred if he was a saved man, Fred the saved truck driver. If Fred was saved by Jesus Christ, it might look like this. Fred would have joy in his life, for all total joy comes from Jesus our Lord that gives us peace that surpasses all understanding, the scripture tells us. Fred would have known when he died where he was going, he would not fear death. 1 Corinthians 15:55-57. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is a law. But thanks be to God that giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Fred's marriage would be much better because Fred was saved. He had the Holy Spirit living inside of him. He could just make him a better person. You see, your life without Christ is meaningless. Let me say that again. Your life without Christ is meaningless. As Fred's friends saw him lying there in the funeral home, they knew Fred was not there. He was in heaven with Jesus, where his family members and friends that were saved would be. Do you want to be saved and go to heaven with Jesus? Well, here's how. We're going to be looking in John 3:16-17 and Romans 10:9-10. But let me share your story before we go there about my son, Sean. We never know when we're going to leave this earth. My son, Sean, was killed by a hit-and-run driver at 32. He was gone from this world immediately. He wasn't a perfect man. Sean loved Jesus, served in his church, and went on a couple mission trips to Honduras. You know, he loved the Lord very much. But at Sean's death, hit by the car, and people at the trailer park or the mobile home park saw that. Let me tell you what the death of my son happened. His death, Clint and Dawn were there. We didn't even know that my son was near death and struck by a hit-and-run driver. It caused him to spin off and hit a tree. Took blunt force trauma to the brain. But Clint and Dawn pulled up on the accident and held my son while he was dying. This is kind of hard for me to say. But the miracle in it all was they started coming here in church. We invited them. They started coming to church. That shook them up when they saw what had happened. They both got saved. Through the experience, God, Jesus used my son's death to bring other people to Christ. And I think about that. I think, wow, how awesome are you, Lord? What a horrible thing to lose a child, but what a wonderful thing to know that other people were saved because of how God used that. And today there's a cross that Clint built, a full-size cross, and it sits in our sanctuary with, it has Hebrew and on it written on the cross, and it's hanging there. And every time I go to church, I know that that cross was built at my son's death. And it's really emotionally just touches my heart. You know, I thought I might share that with you about my son, Sean. You know, we never know. We could step out of here. My sister, just a few days ago, we're praying for her in the coffee shop. She was at Green Cycle McCarty, which is a place you get rid of some of your limbs. And my sister had her F-150 pickup truck and she's got a bed on the top and had it raised all the way up. Was reaching in to get some limbs out, and it fell down on her head, and it could have killed her. She said if it had been 3 inches up, I would have been dead. Her girlfriend was with her at the time. She's a nurse too, and she stayed with my sister for a couple of days. I didn't find out before about a couple of days later, but my sister's over here right now, and I want to thank Jesus for that. We never know when our life is going to be up, you know. You know, we all have victory in Jesus. You know, Fred, the saved Fred, and we'll tell you how right now, is John 3:16 and 3:17 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Might be saved. You don't need to be a might be saved. You need to be saved kind of person. Romans 10:9-10 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. But with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. In closing, do you want to be like Fred, the unsaved truck driver, going through your life without Jesus? That would not be a wise move. That would not be a wise move at all. Jesus loves us all, and he wants the very best for us. Let us cry out to him and repent of our sins and be saved. You never know when you take your last breath on life. You never know. Just like my son, Sean, was going to work, would have been married for 2 weeks, on his way to work, lost his life. Dear Lord Jesus, we're so grateful for allowing me to share your message and some illustration there today. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.